This episode is being brought to you by the Speak English with Tiffany free email newsletter. That's right, an email newsletter that will help you improve your English. Each week, you'll receive several emails on different English topics. The emails will include common mistakes made by students and how to avoid them. Interesting stories about non-native speakers overcoming challenges in the U.S., video recommendations for improving your English skills, and you will even receive special discounts on English programs. So sign up for free by going to www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. Once again, www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Speak English with Tiffany podcast, a podcast especially created for intermediate and advanced English learners. In today's episode, you will hear a conversation that I had with one of my students, a conversation that was fully in English. You'll be inspired and you'll want to speak just like the student did in this conversation. Are you ready? Well then, let's jump right in. All right, we are back together, everyone, for another conversation with Teacher Tiffany and one of my students. I love the conversations, and I hope you enjoy them as well. Welcome to those that are live. I see Alita, I see Expedito, I see Fernando, and I know more are coming in. Welcome. I hope you guys are ready for this conversation. Again, I'm going to invite someone to join me on screen to talk about their English journey. And remember, you might feel sometimes that you are on your own, but you're not on your own. There are other individuals experiencing the same thing. And today we have the pleasure and privilege. I put those words together. We have the pleasure of speaking with Alejandro and hearing Alejandro's experience. Alejandro, how are you?
Hi, hello. I'm fine. Thank you.
Good. Can you turn your camera on? For those that are live, we would love to see you, Alejandro.
Okay. Excuse me. 1 second, please.
No problem. And while Alejandro is turning on his camera, hello, Fernando. Good to see you. Alita, hello. And Expedito, hello. I'm so happy that you are here again with us. Angel, hello. Good to see you as well. Again, Alejandro is going to be telling us about his English journey, his experience. I just finished eating lunch, so it seems like the words are struggling to come out. All right. I see in the comments those joining us live. Hey, Redwan, good to see you again. Mercedes, hey, good to see you. Again, so we're going to be diving into Alejandro's English journey to hear more about his story. Alejandro, are you able to get your camera? I think Alejandro might have stepped away. So until he comes back, again, this is live. Those listening to the podcast, this is live. So I want to say this as Alejandro is getting his camera to bring it for our conversation. One thing that I noticed in my last conversation for those listening to the podcast from last week, when I spoke with Redwan, is the power of optimism, the power of optimism. As an English learner, you're going to have good days and bad days. There are going to be times when you just don't feel like you can push through. But if you remain optimistic, keep a positive attitude, you can do more than you ever realize, all right? You'll be able to do a lot more than you realize. So, Alejandro, we are ready for you. Hopefully, everything is okay. Alejandro, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, we can't see you. Can you turn your camera on,
yes,
please?
Yes, I'm trying. I don't know why.
Okay, while you're trying, let's just keep talking for the podcast then. Can you introduce yourself while you're trying to turn your camera on?
Okay, I'm Alejandro Marino. I live here in Mexico from almost 12 years ago, and I'm very happy here speaking with you.
I am too. I am too. I'm excited to hear even more about your story. You said you're in Mexico and you are an English learner, of course. Do you have any hobbies, Alejandro?
Yes. I love dancing. I love surfing, ski, and reading sometimes. Yes.
Reading.
This is my hobbies.
Oh, that's good. Now, Alejandro, I am noticing that your camera is not coming on. For this to be a good experience for those that are live, it has to be someone that can use their camera. So it looks like your camera is not going to work.
Is okay, right now.
Huh?
Okay, perfect. Can you see me?
Okay, I can see you. Can you adjust your camera? Because right now it looks like you're like this. Yeah, we want to see you. Okay, there we go.
Okay, perfect.
You still seem kind of far away a little bit. Is it possible?
Yes, I think it's the chair. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we want to see you, Alejandro. We want to see you. You told us you like to dance, so we want to see, you know, who you are. All right. So we are back in effect again, podcast listeners. This is what happens when you have a live class. So, Alejandro, you said that you're in Mexico. You enjoy dancing. Tell us a little bit more. What type of dancing? What type of work do you do? Anything about your family you'd like to share?
Okay. I love dancing Latin rhythms, rock and roll. And my work is real estate agent. Speaking, most of my clients are from the United States and Canada, so I need to speak English sometimes, not always. But many of them speak Spanish, but yeah, sometimes I can speak English. And I love my work because buying a property is very important to the people, and vacancy property. So I think it's and. I like the speak English because many people around the world speak English. Even if they are China, Japan, or whatever, sometimes I have to speak with Polish or Norwegian, and all of them speak English very well because the Nordic countries have a very good education. So with the baccalaureate degrees, they can speak English very well.
Yes, yes. Amazing. And your English is good as well, Alejandro. Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Your academy is very good for me.
Yes. And I hear in the background, the birds in your area are very happy. The birds chirping. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to start telling us, Alejandro, how did your English journey start? You speak Spanish fluently. Now you're able to speak English, but how did your English journey start?
Okay. From many years ago, because my secondary and primary, we can learn English. But in Spain, because I was born in Spain, but I live in Mexico. In Spain, we learn English, but most written and reading, okay?
Yeah.
Reading. We have a good level of reading and writing, so speaking, nothing. And listening, very little.
Yeah.
So, yes, many years ago. But now I think it's different for me because I'm learning conversation. I see movies, series in English. It's very important. For me, I think it's very important listening because in my work, and I think everybody, the most important is to understand.
Yeah.
So maybe I have not so much vocabulary, but if I can understand you with my little vocabulary, we can speak, we can have a conversation.
Good, good. Well, let me ask you this again. So as our conversation is going along, for those that are watching live, please type whatever questions you have in the chat and I'll ask them. I'll ask Alejandro your questions. So Alejandro, so how do you currently study English? Now, I know you're in the academy. I know you're a part of our family, right? The Speak English with Tiffany Academy. How do you currently study? You mentioned that in the past, writing and reading was very good. It's what you learned in school, but now you're getting a lot of conversation practice. So how are you currently studying? Do you study in the morning, in the evening, or the afternoon? What is your study routine?
Okay. For me, is maybe sometimes it's in the morning, sometimes it's in the afternoon, evening, because first I try to do my work, like reality estate, speak with clients, elaborate or do ads and public. And then, for example, now I have to take a break to see you and have this conversation. So morning or evening is for me a mind. Every day I do some English, sure.
Amazing. Listen to what he said, guys. He said every day he does something related to English, studies English in some way. That's a form of consistency, right? Might be the morning today, tomorrow the evening, and then the morning the next day, but you're consistent. That's really good. So then what do you enjoy the most about studying English? Because you're still doing it.
Okay. Yes. The most is when I feel, for example, my listening is improved. For example, right now, nowadays, my compression, my listening is improved. So for me, it's amazing because I need to understand to my clients. It's the first, the most important for me because, okay, I can speak with native people, okay, but don't mind.
Yeah.
I can understand them. So for me, I don't know why it was my camera.
It's okay. Your voice is still clear, though. It's all right. You can keep going.
Okay. I don't know. So always like always I say and I feel and I think the most enjoy is my improving level listening. So when I can understand you or my clients or a movie or series, I think it's very, very satisfaction total for me.
I love it. Okay, so I'm sure that those watching this conversation are wondering, I wonder what Alejandro did specifically for his comprehension skills and his listening skills to improve. That's exactly the question that came in. Mercedes, I knew someone was going to ask. Mercedes says, Alejandro, can you talk a little bit more? She said, taking your situation into consideration, can you give some tips for them to improve their English? You said that your listening comprehension has really improved a lot. You're able to speak and express yourself, right? So Mercedes is saying, can you give some tips? Your family members are wondering, what would you tell them on how to improve their English?
Okay, it's a very interesting, for example, to feel you are improving, okay? Feel that it's very important to go on, because sometimes you want to give up, okay? I don't understand nothing. So it's very sad sometimes, okay, because you are studying every day and for me it's a very interesting see a movie, for example, speaking English and Germany, okay. There are movies that speak English, the main language is English, but sometimes they speak Germany, okay. So your brain are listening, for example, German. And when they change to English, you can understand better. So you feel very good. So I think you feel you are improving your English. I think that's a very good, it's very interesting.
Okay, watching more movies and listening to them speak in English and it helps your listening improve, right?
Of course, yes. Every day you can see movie series every day.
Okay, guys. Alejandro said every day watch a movie in English.
Of course.
All right. Okay. Great question, Mercedes. And then, wow, the questions are flying in now. Expedito says, Alejandro, what do you find is the most difficult thing about learning English for you these days? Currently, what's your biggest challenge? What's the hardest thing for you?
I think for me, it's the same. Sometimes understand is very difficult when they speak fastly, okay? And speak perfectly, I think everybody, for me, it's difficult to speak with perfect grammar, great vocabulary, for example, is difficult. Yes, the most difficult, listening when they speak fastly, for me, is very difficult to understand.
Yes. So then, in the program, what day, again, you're in the Daily English Lessons membership, the 365, right? What day are you on in the program? I want to ask you a question after that.
What program?
The Daily English Lessons in the Academy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What day are you on? Are you on day 5, day 20? What day are you on?
I think you mean for example, I was seeing the job program, the work program with Julie.
No, the current program you're in right now.
I see the 3-6 the all year academy. I think every day this planning is for me perfect.
Yes,
because I can learn vocabulary, idioms, listening. It's a very complete program. The over 365 years.
What day are you on?
What day? I think 240, more or less.
Wow, you're very far. Okay, day 240. Okay. The reason I wanted to ask you that question is because, so you're on day 240, you're still studying consistently, right? So as you study consistently, right, the most difficult thing you're experiencing is listening when people speak fast. In the program, I have several days where I'll have a conversation that I've had with another native speaker. And those conversations can be pretty fast. How have you felt when you watch those conversations? That's what I wanted to know if you've gotten there. How have you felt when you watch those conversations where I'm talking to someone else at a faster pace? How did you feel?
Oh, I feel good, but I don't understand sometimes. So I think in that moment, I think, okay, I need more listening or more practicing in speaking. I don't know. Sometimes I think, okay, I had to go to United States, to Canada or Australia or whatever country to improve really my listening and understand this kind of conversation.
Well, I'll give you a tip, and there's more questions coming in. One thing you can do, because your brain is more amazing than you realize, when you listen to that conversation, whichever day the conversation is on, if you don't understand everything, listen to it a second time. I guarantee you'll understand more than you did the first time. And if you have time, listen to it a third time. I guarantee you'll understand more than you did the second time. Why? Because your brain is actually taking all the information in. It's just in another language, so it takes a bit longer to process. So when you watch a conversation more than once, your ear says, okay, we've heard this before. And it processes it faster than it did the first time. Does that kind of make sense?
Yes, of course. Yes, I'll do it. Yes, I think I didn't eat like that because you feel, okay, I never will understand this conversation right now. It's impossible. But okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. Maybe yeah, you're right. So I think you're right, because sometimes I did it with movies or series.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. I can do it. Yes. It's very interesting.
Now, something I see the questions coming in. Something you just said that I want to address, right? Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, I can. Yes. Okay. I don't know why it was my guy. Yes.
No worries. The screen froze. So you said this two or three times just now. You said, I can't understand it. It's impossible for me to understand it. I did a video recently for YouTube talking about things I want English learners to stop saying. That phrase is one of the things I mentioned. I can't understand. It's impossible. The reason I'm bringing this up is whatever you tell yourself, Alejandro, will come true. So, and again, everyone watching as well and those listening, as an English learner, if you tell yourself, I can't do this, I will never do this, you are correct. But if you tell yourself, it's challenging right now, but I did understand some things, I'll continue to improve, that will also be true. So just be careful the words you're telling yourself, right? Like, you're a very intelligent man. Don't tell yourself it's impossible, because nothing is impossible for you as an English learner, okay?
Okay, yes, yes, of course.
You can do it.
It's true.
I believe in you. All right. Well, Angel asked you a question. He wants to ask this question. You mentioned that your listening has improved, right? You are better than you were several months ago. So he wants to know, you mentioned one thing, watching a lot of American movies. Can you also list two more things that you did to improve your English listening skills? You mentioned movies. What are two other things you did?
Okay, for example, speaking about hobbies before, I love to see the UFC, our martial mix, okay? And before, I saw this event in Spanish, but now always I see in English, and I try and see all in English. My mobile is in English too. And okay, it's all of you can do. One second, I think my connection with Cam. Okay, it's listening English, not only movies, only news. I listen radio, BBC, and yes, whatever you can do in English, listening English, I think is very important. And okay, I can repeat, listening is the most important, because if you can understand, you are amazing. You can have in a conversation, I think.
Okay, so you said watch the news. And also watch any other program you normally watch, but watch it in English, right?
Yes, whatever event or news, or yes, I think it's
okay.
All in English.
Angel, hopefully that helps you. Thank you so much for those tips, Alejandro. All right, here's another question. I mean, they're coming in fast now. Emil says, hey, Alejandro, will you tell us how you stay motivated to learn English every day? You mentioned earlier, sometimes you study in the morning, sometimes you study in the evening, but you are consistent. So he wants to know, how are you able to stay motivated to study every day?
Okay, many things. I can know people around the world, but the money is very important for me. So when I have a client from the United States or Canada or whatever country, and they only speak English, so for me it's a big motivate. Okay.
Yeah,
maybe another people they have another motivation, for example, make friends, for example, it's a good idea. For example, this Saturday I will in a Discord with comment the UFC in English, so the motivation is many things, I think. My clients, my job,
yeah.
Travel around the world. So yes, these are those two things.
Okay, good. Yes, I think that's true for anyone. Money will motivate you a lot. So yes, I'm understanding why money is one of those motivating factors. All right, so Jocelyn has a question for you as well. Jocelyn said, Alejandro, it's a pleasure listening to your deep speech. She likes your confidence, but she does have this question. What is your dream regarding English? Two-part question. Alejandro, what's your dream regarding English? And do you feel like your English has improved since you joined the academy?
My dream is understand whatever conversation or almost conversation in the world. Okay. Understand native speaker and whatever conversation in the world. Okay, this is my dream. And what is the second question? Can you repeat, please?
Sure, no worries. Do you feel that your English has improved since you joined the Speak English with Tiffany Academy? Do you feel like you've improved since you?
Oh yes, of course. I feel my English has improved so much. So I'm very happy to be here because my English is amazing right now.
Yeah.
It's not amazing, but it's amazing than before, of course.
No, that's good. I like the confidence. That's great. Yeah. Okay, so then Alita has a deeper question then. Can you share with us what your best experience has been in the academy so far? You've been here for a while. You're on day 240, so you've been here a while. What can you say is the best experience you've had so far in the academy?
The best experience so far is speaking with some clients, so I could have a conversation with them perfectly.
Oh, so sorry. In the academy.
Okay, in the academy, I love the conversation about work, with Julie.
Yeah.
This kind of conversation, I really enjoy them. Mm-hmm. Because I could understand and the information was value for me.
Good.
Many conversations. I think all my improve stay here are very, very interesting, and I'm very happy.
Good. I'm happy that you're happy. The screen is still frozen, so I can't see your smile, but I can imagine it. All right.
Yeah, of course.
So Yalisa has a question as well. And guys, thank you so much for your questions. Yalisa says, hey, Alejandro, you said earlier that you have clients, right? Those clients, do you have meetings with them face to face? And if you do, or how do you have meetings with them face to face or via Zoom? And how do you manage those meetings if you ever feel stuck or if they're not patient with you, especially if they start complaining about the way things should be done? How do you handle these challenging situations?
Okay. The conversations are very short conversations, so they are easy, okay? And first, we keep the communication by writing, by WhatsApp or Messenger, okay? And final, yes, always the conversation are not face-to-face, only by phone, okay? By phone, conversation, call WhatsApp or whatever, because my work is online, okay? For me, it's easy. Sometimes the first conversations before I hear in the academy was very difficult for me because I feel upset to speak. Now I can do it easily because our short conversation. So I think my dialogue is prepared because I had to say how is the apartment, where is the apartment, okay, the price. So always are the same questions. So it's
good.
It's easy.
Good. Fernando said he likes your confidence. Great job. He's saying you're doing a good job, Alejandro.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. And Dolo has our last question. Dolo says, thank you so much for what you've provided so far. Do you have, Alejandro, many people to practice English with in your family, professional environment, or in your community? Do you have a lot of people to practice with?
No, I would like to, but not. For example, my wife speaks English perfectly, but she's Mexican, so we speak Spanish. Sometimes I can listen her speak English, and yes, I envy.
Don't worry, you're
so. Yes, but yes, it's very difficult to find people speaking English in Mexico.
Got you.
Yes, it's very difficult. Maybe in the north of Mexico is easier because they are very very close to United States.
Yeah.
Now I live very far.
Understood.
Yeah. It's different.
I think you'll definitely still achieve your goal. I've had students that never went to America, but still were able to speak extremely fluently. So don't worry. Don't doubt. It is possible.
Yes, of course. Yes. I think I never give up.
Yes, there we go. Fernando says, man, I like your confidence. Javi says, good job. Good job, my friend. Keep going. So again, like your family members in the academy are encouraging you to keep going and you'll achieve your goals. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Perfect. Alejandro, thank you so much for this time that you spent with me talking about your journey.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. No worries.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ah, that was great. The time always flies by so fast. I saw so many of your comments, those that are here live with us, saying how much of an inspiration Alejandro was to you during the conversation as you watched him, how confident he looked as he was speaking in English with me. This is the thing. Remain consistent, remain positive, and there'll be nothing you won't be able to achieve. I hope each of you, just like Alejandro, will be able to speak with confidence and remember that nothing is impossible for you. Thank you guys so much for joining us live. Thank you for your amazing questions. I only asked two from my actual notes because your questions were so good. Thank you so much, guys, and I'll see you next time. Bye, everybody. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you want to receive free English tips via email every week, all you have to do is go to www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. Sign up for free now. Once again, that's www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. This has been Teacher Tiffany with the Speak English with Tiffany podcast. Until next time, remember to speak English.